Welcome to Canadian Defence Focus from CDR Radio, produced by Canadian Defence Review magazine. This series of podcasts features interviews with leaders and experts in the defence industry, as well as reports and profiles on the very latest in defence technology. I'm James Careless, Ottawa Bureau Chief with Canadian Defence Review, Canada's leading defence magazine. Canada's military has embarked on major aircraft modernization and replacement programs. Arkfield Canada is assisting with those efforts using the company's fleet-agnostic expertise. This expertise was gained over 40 years of supply chain management and avionics repair support to Canada and its allies. Today, Arkfield Canada is assisting the Department of National Defence in meeting their aircraft modernization goals. Simultaneously, the company is preparing to take on new opportunities. Luc Sabourin is Arkfield Canada's Vice President of Canadian Operations. He has joined us in studio to discuss these initiatives. Luc, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
First, as you are relatively new to the role, please tell us a bit about yourself, your career, and your new position as VP of Canadian Operations.
Absolutely, James. Essentially, I served 30 years in the military, not including my time at RMC, as an aerospace engineer working mainly on the F-18 program, both on an operational side and fleet management side. I also was involved into the aerospace operation in Winnipeg and as base commander in Goose Bay, Labrador. When I retired after being in charge of recruiting, I joined Top Aces to help them with their German program with the A4 Skyhawk. Transitioned to L3 MASS in Cold Lake, helping directly the RCF, supporting the F-18 operation, my first love. And the opportunity came in to join Arkfield in September, and I jumped at the occasion because I saw that as a great opportunity to help the aerospace and defense industry in Canada.
Now, you clearly have an incredibly solid background in aviation.
I love the aerospace world ever since I was 5 years old, that helps.
Okay, well, MDA Space has selected Arkfield Canada to help equip the Royal Canadian Navy with up to 61 crewed aircraft systems. What role will your company be playing in this project?
It'd be twofold. Right now, we have a contract with MDA to provide airworthiness support to their operation. We have a lot of personnel that have served in the RCF, understand DND's airworthiness program. So we're a perfect advisor to MDA to develop the structure required to provide the Navy to comply with DND's airworthiness program. So that involves a technical side, operational side, but also an investigative side. The other aspect, which we're waiting for the Navy to acquire more kits, involves the supply chain management and potentially some of the avionics repairs. So we're working hand in hand with MDA. It's very much in infancy right now, but our main focus right now is with providing the airworthiness support so that they have the proper documentation, training, and expertise, both from MDA and the Navy side, to support the UAS.
Now, you described some pretty cool stuff you've done in your own career. Is this another cool thing you're doing?
Absolutely. UAS is the way of the future. When everybody that follows defense right now realizes that it's been a boom in expertise. You look at the operations in Ukraine right now between the two warring parties, and UAS are part of both the reconnaissance and the attack, unfortunately. But it's also a technology that is very, very exciting.
Extremely. Yeah. Now, Arkfield Canada is one of the few Canadian companies to achieve Level 2 Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification from the U.S. government. Now, what does this mean for your company and for Canada?
It's extremely important. Important and allows us to expand on our capability to compete on the market, the defense market. The U.S. government imposed very strict regulation when it comes time to handle any types of information related to defense contracts, unclassified controlled information, and also operational information. So to be able to meet the standard they've established, to be able to handle that cybersecurity, meet the requirements, and eventually the Canadian government is on the verge of releasing or developing their own cybersecurity standards, meeting or comparative to the Level 2 CMMC. It's going to be important for us to be able to comply with this. It also opens the door to us to compete on contract like the F-35, the Gripen A, the new platform that Saab and Altair are trying to sell to the government of Canada for the early warning and command and control aircraft. That technology is so controlled that any cybersecurity requirements is going to be extremely high to meet. And by being CMMC level two, it puts us at an advantage to be able to partner and or compete for contracts related to those projects.
Well, you mentioned, of course, that UAS are really the big thing that's being shown by Ukraine. Is cybersecurity in the cyber battlefield another big thing that's coming?
Absolutely. It's to the point now that any systems that are being put on aircraft or any elements, be army tanks, navy ships, cybersecurity is at the forefront of any of those thoughts and requirements. Because if you cannot counter any cyber attacks or cyber defense, it becomes a situation where you can have the best aircraft in the world or the best system in the world. If you're not protected, the enemy is going to be able to win whatever what the requirements are to meet their intent.
Now, what impact do you expect Canada's increased defense spending to have in Arkfield, Canada?
The increase in defense is going to have a huge impact, I would say, globally into the defense ecosystem, not just the aerospace and defense, not only us, but as a whole for the Canadian industry, but also into the smaller players with whom Arkfield Canada deals with. It would allow us also to have a bigger presence on the sustainment aspects of all the new system. The Air Force and the Navy and the Army with the UAS systems are going to acquire more assets to meet their operational requirement. Contracts now will have to come with a bigger portion of their in-service support requirements. And this is where Arkfield's forte is. It's both the supply chain management, integrated logistics support, and also sustainment of the spare parts. So an increased positioning and funding with more platforms that have a better in-service support contract means more work for us, better ability for us to partner with other companies to help them join the defense ecosystem, more high-tech job, high-paying jobs for the Canadian as a whole, and also the potential for DND and us to invest with companies to do research and development that will bring higher technology, higher capability for the aerospace and defense world as a whole, thus making us more competitive in the world market.
Now, of course, the increased money is also going hand in hand with the new Defense Investment Agency and hopefully end of the great procurement dream and or nightmare. And did I mention Sea King? I didn't mention Sea King.
No.
So what is your assessment of the new agency?
Having served 30 years in the military, and supporting the military 5 years after that, I see the new defense industry as a new development that Canadian government did right. It's the right decision that was long-term coming, and many people in the industry think so. You just have to look at how quickly they implemented and announced the replacement for the C-144 Challenger with the Bombardier Global Express. Just that contract alone with Bombardier Aerospace, Canadian company, Canadian design, will help a number of service providers. I think it was 60, the news were saying, with a potential 900 jobs. That is just the one first step. Two of the competition are going to be based on the Global Express for the AECWE, so they even more work for Canada. You also look at the DIA being in charge of the SAFE program with Europe for the NATO investments. By Canada signing up with the NATO SAFE and having DIA involved, it will remove a lot of the red tape that potentially would have existed in the past, increasing the chance for Canadian company, including our field, to compete on contract in Europe or partner with European companies to provide the same service we provide in Canada, but in Europe. So this is a great aspect that the government did right. With its CEO, Don Guzman. And I'm hoping that things are going to move in the right direction, understanding that it's in infancy and there's a lot of work to be done. But we can't forget the two other aspects that are directly supporting the DIA, which is the Buy Canada policy announced by Minister Lightwood, as well as the Defense Industrial Strategy, which has yet to be released. Understandably, there's probably a lot of details that need to be hashed up between all the different government departments. But both of them help the Canadian industry as a whole, not only from a defense perspective ecosystem, but the Buy Canadian and the already hint that the government has provided on the defense strategy, industrial strategy, on allowing companies to have both roles on the civilian and military side of technology. I can see this expanding our role investments for high-tech research. An example of that is our partner, our sister company in the U.S., Arkfield Corp., has extensive knowledge in specific area related to NORAD support as well as hypersonics technology and space. Well, with the new policy announcements and discussions that have been going on the defense industrial strategies, they're looking at transferring that technology to us and the knowledge to Arkfield Canada so we can be better positioned to partner with companies like MDA, but also competing on contracts that in the past we would have never considered. Once again, bringing a lot of high-tech expertise, better knowledge in Canada, thus making Canada more competitive.
Well, to wrap things up, given all these things you've outlined, what are Arkfield Canada's plans and goals for the year upcoming?
It's going to be a busy year. With the aforementioned programs at Buy Canada and the defense industrial strategy, we need to look internally as to where we're going, how we want to address this, and how we want to position ourselves so that when the DIS is released, we're able to pivot and be able to compete and partner with the right companies. When we look at all the programs that the DIA right now is putting in place, not only the STTC, but in the future, we're talking about the future fighter lead-in trainer. We're looking at AEWC. We're looking potentially in the news, I think it was yesterday, the Special Forces wanted a replacement for the Griffin helicopter as soon as possible. Those are all platforms that our expertise that we've gained over 40 years of supporting the F-18 can be easily adapted, making us an agnostic, capable company to support all of those programs. So we're going to try to position ourselves, restructure ourselves to be better at meeting their requirements and finding out which partners are the best for us to join, to meet, and compete for those contracts.
Thank you, Luke, for joining us today. I've been speaking with Luke Samara, Arkfield Canada's Vice President of Canadian Operations. You've been listening to the latest in the CDR podcast series. They are produced by Canadian Defence Review, Canada's leading defence magazine. To hear more CDR podcasts, go to CanadianDefenseReview.com or find us on iTunes and Google Play under CDR Radio. I'm James Careless. Tune in next time for another Defence Focus podcast from Canadian Defence Review.